This is Earth and Sky. In the summer of 1999, a mysterious outbreak of human illness in New York City was blamed on St. Louis encephalitis. At the same time, crows in the city were dying.
And at the Bronx Zoo, a bald eagle, flamingos, and cormorants died too. Tracy McNamara, chief pathologist at the zoo, was the first scientist to make the connection between the human and bird deaths. She discovered the true culprit, West Nile virus. She's now studying animals that become infected but survive.
Are they going to go on and die from heart disease at a much younger age than they would have had they not been exposed to West Nile virus? Are they going to become diabetic? I suspect that there may be what we call vertical transmission, that infected birds may be able to pass the infection to their chicks in the egg. Are we going to lose a whole generation of birds or not?
When animal survivors of West Nile virus later die of other causes, autopsies might reveal the kinds of complications that human survivors can expect. McNamara helped create a network of zoos that work with the Centers for Disease Control to test sick or dead zoo animals, possibly to give human health workers early warning of an outbreak.
Special thanks to the National Science Foundation, where discoveries begin. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.